Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Cressine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats, joined by Keith Cressine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, getting set for another season of high school basketball here. Coming off a year last year, we went 19-5, lost in the first round of the state tournament in a tough game to Axtell. But you had just one senior on that team, Avery Yates. So you look to replace her, but a lot of good quality players coming back. Starters in Kara Eilert, Erica Brummer, Lauren Dubert, Nell Eilert, and a lot of other girls that can step in and play a lot of different positions for you. What are your thoughts about this season and how practices have gone so far?
Well, I'll tell you, Dusty, we're really excited about playing basketball again this year. You're right. We lost Avery Gates. She stepped up for us last year, lost 10 points, and I'm going to say around 4 or 5 rebounds a game. Somebody's going to have to step up. But we had a lot of girls play a lot of minutes last year that got a lot of experience. So, you know, we're expecting them to step up just a little bit more than what they did. And somebody on the perimeter to step up to make some shots like Avery did last year for us. And if we can do that there, we're going to be a really solid team, and we're going to get better, you know, as the season goes on. That's something that I'm never have been concerned with by the way that we came out of the gates, but how consistently we got better and grew together as a team and made ourselves the best that we could be when it came time in late February.
What have you seen so far in practices that you like from this group?
Well, again, you know, with we got two new freshmen, so nothing's really new to the girls. I think probably more than any team that we've had here at St. John's Tipton in the past, we've came out of the gates early practice, and I can run one through our top 12 sets right away feeling comfortable with it in game one. The two young freshmen are catching on really well, and you know, we're excited to go out and play defense the way that we're capable of each and every night. And if we can play defense, Dusty, we're going to have a pretty solid team.
Again, Natoma doesn't have a team, so you don't have a game Friday night to open out the season. You'll start actually on Tuesday in that preseason tournament over at Osborne against Lakeside. So how do you prep for that? How difficult is it to not have that game here on the opening night?
Well, you know, it was always a nice it was always nice to come out and play a game before the preseason tournament, because Lakeside, they're going to be tough again this year. It always, when you played somebody different, you matched up with them different, so you could see your flaws a little bit easier than in scrimmage and in practice or what have you. But that first game always prepared us for the preseason tournament, because we're going to have to be ready to go. But, you know, not having the game with Natoma, it's unfortunate, but we're going to have a little scrimmage before the game to where the girls can play a couple quarters, I'm going to say the top five against the next best five, and then have a split team in the second half and, you know, see where we're at there. So then that way they're playing on a Friday night just like they're going to be used to, and getting that mood and prepare us for as we open up the preseason tournament the following week.
Keith Cressine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck as you get this season started.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech. Phenomenal business solutions.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com, joined by Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay boys basketball team. Coach, getting set for another season here, coming off of last year where you went 17-6. Really a nice season for you. I don't think you really knew what to fully expect going into it, but you got a lot of nice victories and went 17-6. You do lose some seniors off of that group. Ty Brummer definitely provided a lot for you, as did Adam Bates. But just overall, as you look ahead to this year with guys like Brandon Bates, Braden Dameron, Cale Dubert, Brady Paulin returning, what are your thoughts on how this team looks right now?
Well, you know, we look pretty good. Those four are really showing signs of getting more mature. You know, the playing time they got last year and have grown over the summer and then through their fall sports season. Looking out on the – I didn't realize how much I wouldn't I would miss Adam and, you know, and Ty and Garrett. Is just, it looks so much different at practice when we got the just a couple freshmen coming in. And you know, but the four that played a lot last year, you can tell they've improved. Braden kind of rolled his ankle early on the first practice, the first drill of the year, and we've been fighting that. But the other three have been looking really well, and then some of the younger kids are starting to really step up and show some things in practice. But the biggest thing that's been tough for us is we haven't had a full practice in a while. We missed out Monday. We've been over in Tipton all week trying to get ready for the game in Tipton, and you know, he's going to put in offenses and presses and all that kind of stuff. You know, was really wanting to use this week. Well, Monday we didn't have practice. Tuesday, you know, six of the guys were gone for Scholars Bowl. So we only had nine at practice. So we tried to put in some stuff for the JV and kind of teach them since the upperclassmen were gone. And so Wednesday, you know, it's finally first day, 2 days before a game that we're going to get to, you know, the offenses and all those kind of things. But Dusty, you've been around me long enough now. You know, my first practices are more try to get in shape and really work on our defensive principles, because as we've talked over the years, you know, defenses, it'll travel, and you know, it takes a while for the offense to come around. So we've really focused on the defense. Now we've got to try to get some of the offense in. But with those four names that you mentioned, you know, they played a lot last year. You know, majority of the minutes, Kel and Brandon obviously started, so I'm not too worried about that part of it. They understand all those things to get us through, you know, pretty much this first part of the season and that as far as offense. But we need to get in shape and get ready on the defensive end to try to get back into that, you know, shutdown type of defense that we want to play. And that's what makes us successful. And then integrate some of the younger kids in and try to teach them some of that stuff. And so far it's been going pretty well. There's been days they've, you know, really impressed me. Some kind of eye-opening things during some of the drills. And then, you know, there was a day that we had a practice on Tuesday that was like, oh, man, this is, you know, a real struggle. And I teased Brandon and Cale. I said, you know, they were gone for Scholars Bowl, which they won. And, you know, I don't punish the kids for the Scholars Bowl or anything, but I looked at Brandon and Cale. I said, you guys are not both allowed to be gone again. And they just kind of laughed. And there was the one point that Brady looked at him and he looked at me. We were struggling with a simple drill that we've done, you know, forever. He says, let's just go do whistle slides. And if you know our team, whistle slides is probably in the top two of most disliked drills that we have. But, I mean, that just kind of tells you how practice went on Tuesday. So the kids are, you know, lighthearted and, you know, having fun. We're excited to get a game in this week, you know, and kind of change things up. But I think mentality, you know, the kids really understand what they need to do. Our motto this year is to be sold out. You know, if we want to, you know, get where they would like to go, we're going to have to be sold out on everything and leave it all out on the floor. And we always talk about, you know, tying basketball into their faith. And so we chose sold out for, you know, the reason on the floor, and then sold out for, you know, for your faith, for Jesus. And I think the boys so far have done a pretty good job of trying to take that in. So right now we're having a lot of fun. We're excited to see what comes the first game against Natoma.
Give me just some real quick thoughts on Natoma. They were 5-15 last year, but their best player is now at Osborne, Vaughn Stoll. What do you expect from them?
And you hit it right there. I mean, they did lose their best player. Obviously, that made Osborne a heck of a weapon that they was able to pick up. But they have, you know, a couple other nice players that did well for him, I remember from last year, and we're going to hopefully be able to focus on that. I think we're going to find the player that we need to shut down. We'll probably put Kel on him probably early, and try to put up that defensive pressure, because it's going to be tough. Offense always takes a little while to come around, so we know that we thrive on defense. So we're going to hopefully put a lot of pressure on him. We're going to try to get some takeaways, get some easy layups, or easy baskets for us, just to get our confidence up and try to get us into a flow. And if we can manage to do that early in the game, I think we'll be fine. If we struggle on the defensive end, then I know we're going to struggle on the offensive end. So we're kind of one of those teams where defense carries us and gets our offense going. And a lot of teams, if they're playing well offensively, then they'll play well defensively. So we're kind of the opposite. Our offense goes really well when our defense is really stepping up. So that's what we're going to look for. That's what we've really had the most time to work on so far, and we'll see where we go. But I feel pretty good about it, and just hopefully everybody stays healthy, and we get through this and have a lot of fun.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against the Tigers Friday night.
Hey, thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
With Nextech's $89 TV and Internet bundle, it's like Christmas all year long. This awesome package includes TV Now and tons of free features, including HD, DVR, and Replay TV. And with TV Now, no cable boxes are required. Your $89 bundle also includes blazing fast 30-meg Internet and a 24-month price lock guarantee. You'll get an extra gift from Nextech, too, a free Fire TV stick to watch your TV Now on. It's the gift that keeps on giving. The $89 Super Bundle from Nextech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Travis Eberle joining us now, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights basketball team. Well, Coach, a little bit different look for you this season, obviously, with some seniors that you lost and moving on with a new group now. Two very solid players that you've had in the past, and Rachel Miller and Bailey Brummett have moved on. You did have a 17-6 year last year, but kind of moving forward this year. You do have a good nucleus back with Anna Bergman and others, including Megan LaRocque and some other players. Janica Pierce did some good things for you last year as well. But overall, what have you seen in practices here this season to see where you're at here in 2018?
Well, Dusty, it's tough when you lose two seniors that was 4-year starters, and we lost Bailey early last year, so I got to kind of replace her. But Rachel's going to be hard to replace with the rebounding and her quickness. But, we got a really talented bunch of kids. They're young, but practice has been real competitive. It's been kind of tough to decide who's going to be where. But overall, I need a game to kind of see what kids can do what and prove to me that they can play on the varsity level. And so it'll be an interesting season to start off with new people on the court and trying to incorporate all the new stuff with new girls. So it'll be interesting off the start.
You open out with Tescott coming up on Friday night. You'll go down there, a team that historically has struggled on the basketball floor on the girls' side, 2-18 a year ago. When you look at Tescott and what you know about them, what are you expecting to see Friday?
Well, you know, I've come to the conclusion you can't overlook anybody. You know, if we go down and do what we know how to do, you know, we should be fine. But Teska's got some kids that are, you know, they were young and they're still young, but they've got some girls that are getting up, you know, seniors and juniors now, and they've taken a lot of lumps over the years, and I expect a, you know, a good game out of them, you know, and I hope that my girls are prepared and ready to go down there and try to get a victory.
Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck Friday night against Teskett.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
With Nextech's $89 TV and Internet bundle, it's like Christmas all year long. This awesome package includes TV Now and tons of free features, including HD, DVR, and Replay TV. And with TV Now, no cable boxes are required. Your $89 bundle also includes blazing fast 30-meg Internet and a 24-month price lock guarantee. You'll get an extra gift from Nextech, too, a free Fire TV stick to watch your TV Now on. It's the gift that keeps on giving. The $89 Super Bundle from Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. We're still with the Lakeside coaches and joined now by Drew Dusky, head boys basketball coach for the Knights. Coach, moving into the basketball season here and heading into this year, you do have a different look with your squad this year. Three seniors that you lost, actually four that provided some quality minutes for you last year, and Peyton Johnson, Drew Cunningham, Nicholas Schmidt, and Torin Walters. So kind of just looking at replacing those guys, but you do have other guys back, Crawford, Dusky, Hake, Carter Brown, White Eberle, look to have expanded roles this year as well. As you look at your group so far in practices, what are you seeing on the hardwood this year?
You know, I like our chances. I think, you know, I think we bring back a lot of experience, especially when you talk about Devin, Mason, and Kalen. You know, and we bring back a pretty good size and length. You know, you put those three seniors right there across the bottom on a zone, and you can stretch from, you know, almost, you know, halfway to three-point line to halfway to three-point line. You know, size inside, you know, I've you know, had a philosophy ever since I started coaching, you know, playing inside out, man, we got, you know, some good post players who are big and strong and can, you know, do some damage down low if they get fed the ball. And then you talk about, you know, bringing in some guards like Carter White, who, you know, they played a lot of JV last year but didn't get a whole lot of varsity experience at all. So, you know, they're going to have to step up, you know, whether it's, you know, a little bit of scoring here and there that we lost with the seniors who graduated or ball handling, you know. You know, we lose Peyton and Nick, and those are our two primary ball handlers. So, you know, we're going to definitely have somebody step up who's going to be able to take care of the ball, especially under pressure when we get pressed by some teams.
You open up the season coming up on Friday night. You'll go down to Teskett. Trojans, a team that really struggled last year. I think they had low numbers. They went 0-21. When you look at that team this year, what are you expecting to see? I know they struggled in football as well and just don't have quite as many kids to choose from as they might like, I'm guessing. But what are your thoughts on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, I know they're going to come out ready to play just like we have to be ready to play. In my opinion, we haven't looked great in practice. You know, this last week, I think it's, you know, we've kind of regressed a little bit and we've got to be ready to play. You know, I've told the boys, you know, We're a team in basketball that, you know, if we play well, I think we can play with just about anybody who's on our schedule. But, if we're not putting the ball in the hole and we're playing bad defense and not rebounding, you know, anybody will play with us for sure. So, you know, we've got to be ready to go. We've got to shore up some things and kind of fine-tune fine-tune some things that we've been working on. But I think we're excited. I know I'm excited, and the boys are excited to finally, get the season going come Friday.
Lakeside Coach Drew Dusky here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck down at Tescott Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech, phenomenal business solutions.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our locker room chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online at KDCountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kears Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
And we'll welcome you back on our high school basketball locker room chats, joined now by Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, getting set to take on another season of high school basketball. I know you've been an assistant coach here recently, but about 5-6 years back, you were a head coach for this Rock Hills girls team, so you're familiar with the process and everything that goes with that. Just looking at last year, you guys were 3-17, broke a long losing streak, and found some success at times last season. So what's been the message, I guess, to try to build off of that here coming up this season?
Yeah, I know we lost a lot of kids last year, so we're kind of down in numbers. Our numbers are pretty low, but I got kind of a pack of wolves, I kind of call them. So hopefully we're kind of young, and we're just going to try to get better every game, every practice, and see what happens.
I know, like you said, you did lose some players, but Jocelyn Lemke's one that really stood out to me last year as a freshman that really did some nice things. Looks like she's put on a little height and can be a kind of a threat for you there. What are you expecting from a player like her this year?
Yeah, experience always helps. And out of her and Katie Reiner, she had a little bit of experience as her freshman year. So we do have experience. Out of Jocelyn, she's stepping up to be a leader. Hopefully she can be a vocal leader out there on the floor and kind of keep everybody wrangled together and help us try to win some ball games.
You know, open out the season against Pike Valley coming up on Friday night, first game of that Cloud County Thunderbird Classic. When you look at the Lady Panthers, 7-14 a season ago, one of your wins did come against them during that stretch where you got some wins. Just overall, what do you expect from Pike Valley this year and expecting to see what they have to bring?
Yeah, I don't know what they've lost. I haven't looked at a roster to kind of compare. I probably should do that. But they're always tough. I mean, they're going to be scrappy and play hard till that final whistle blows. So we just got to come out and play hard ourselves from the beginning to the end, and hopefully we come away with the W.
With the youth that you're talking about that you have, what do you look for in the first game of the season from the group?
Well, hopefully we just come out with a lot of energy, and everybody's going to be kind of rusty. I feel like our practices are few and far between with break being stuck in there, and hopefully we can just play with a lot of energy and be a scrappy team and get after it.
Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here in our locker room chats. Well, thank you for the time, Coach. We'll look forward to talking to Lady Grizzly basketball this season, and best luck on Friday night.
Yeah, appreciate it.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As your good neighbor pharmacy in Jewell County, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Medicare Part D enrollment is now through December 7th, and Mankato Professional Pharmacy can help you review your options and help get the best plan that fits your individual needs. That's a Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today in beautiful downtown Mankato. There's great savings down for Tuesday at Kier Shriftway in downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef shoulder roasts for $2.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier Shriftway in downtown Mankato. Don't miss out on all the great deals now through Tuesday at Kier Shriftway in downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have red, green, or black seedless grapes fresh for $1.49 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier Shriftway in downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats, our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats with Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Grizzly boys basketball team. Well, Coach, getting into your second season here, it's going to look a little bit different than it did in season number one. I know you're blessed with a lot of really experienced talent last year in your starting lineup. You do lose five of your six main varsity guys from last year. Spiegel, Higer, Eilert, and Jeffrey, your starters, and Noby came off the bench for you. But a lot of guys will come back and have a chance to maybe get more playing time and step into different roles. But Derek Gillett really is your main guy that's back this year as a starter from a year ago. What a practice has been like now as you try to make that next step and move on without some of those talented players?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a challenge because we had an awful lot of hype too. We're probably one of the taller 1A schools in the state last year as well, on top of all the experience, and we had a lot of scoring between four or five guys any given night, and that's going to change. I don't expect that this year. But we do have a good player in Derek coming back with a lot of experience. I think he played a lot of summer ball as well with some higher level good competition. So, you know, we're looking to him. He's our lone senior, and he knows it. And he's going to probably attract a lot of attention in games. So, we got some younger guys, a good sophomore class that's going to play around him on the perimeter. And Mason Higer and Jared Gillett and Davion McDonald, you know, those guys will have to step up. And Cheyenne Moeller, our other post guy, he's, you know, progressed and come along pretty good as well. So I feel like we have another good core group again. We just lack experience and height. And I know that, you know, it's going to take us a while to kind of find our rhythm and our identity. That's kind of right now I've been preaching to the guys that, you know, what's our identity, and it's got to start with defense. And so that's been our main focal point up to this point. You know, we've kind of, you know, the practices have gone pretty well. We've missed a couple here with the holidays and the bad weather, so feel behind already. But, you know, you just got to deal with it, and that's life, and we move on and, you know, see what's going to happen Friday.
Friday, you'll open out the season with Pike Valley. It's a team that you had some battles with last year. You beat them by 7 the first time, but a really nice second game that you won by 18 points. But Pike Valley obviously going to be a little bit different team this year as well. They lose a lot of quality seniors over there also. They do have Flavin back there on the inside. What are your thoughts on what you're going to see from Pike Valley on Friday?
Yeah, they're always going to be, you know, competitive. And Coach Loring's got a, you know, he's had a heck of a program over the last 25 years, I think. So, and it's a rivalry game, in my opinion, on top of that, with close proximity and they all know each other from each school. And we're going to have to focus on the Flavin kid. He's tall, he's a shot blocker, and he can score too if they get him going. But it's also kind of scary, you know, not knowing who their players are they're going to step up, because they've lost so many like we did. So there's a lot of unknowns, especially being the first game on top of it. You just never know what's going to happen. You hope you kind of start aggressive and good things and happen from there. But, I expect a great, you know, competitive game. You know, I hope we keep it close and give something the fans to cheer for.
Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck as you open the season Friday night against Pike Valley.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dusty.
Fans can hear those games, Rock Hills and Pike Valley, on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Pregame coverage at 5:50 for the girls. Tip-off at 6 for the boys to follow on Friday.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great deals out for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh family packs of bone-in pork steak, $1.69 a pound. It's now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Check out all the great deals now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Bounty towels or Charmin bath tissue, 6 rolls selected varieties for $6.99. It's now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As your good neighbor pharmacy in Jewell County, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Medicare Part D enrollment is now through December 7th, and Mankato Professional Pharmacy can help you review your options and help get the best plan that fits your individual needs. That's a Mankato Professional Pharmacy where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Craig Batchman joining us now, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs. Coach, getting set for another season. You in your second year there now as the head coach of the girls program. Last year, up and down at times, went 10-11. You did lose some good seniors off that group with Kirsten Decker, Logan Batchman, Cheyenne Meyer, Leah Wehrman, and Morgan Kubik, and Lucy Tate. But just kind of looking at what you have back, all those other players that you do have, Tegan Walter played quite a bit, and Andrea Haber, just a good group, even though you lost quite a bit last year. What are your thoughts on this group coming in this year?
Yeah, we did lose quite a bit from last year's team, but you know, the group of seniors that I have this year is a pretty big group. Looking forward, the girls worked hard over the summer. I think we've improved on our shooting ability and passing ability, so looking for big things from them. And we got a couple other girls out that we haven't had out. Delaney Harold's going out, and then we had Lexi Neal. She moved in for us, so those two have really brought up that senior class. You know, the level was already there, but, you know, adding two pieces like that even brings it up a little further. So our expectations are pretty high right now.
As you get set to start the season, you'll go up against Wakefield coming up on Friday night. And I know Wakefield's a team that in the past they're usually a pretty scrappy bunch. They've struggled at times here lately, I think. But when you look at Wakefield, what do you expect to see there on Friday night?
Yeah, they are. You know, they came in and they really got after it last year with it. I'm expecting the same thing. They're going to be ready to play. They're going to come and get after it offensively, defensively. You know, I know they have several good guards that we're going to have to be able to defend against, so we got to be prepared for that. Hopefully we do a little better job than we did last year on that, but you know, they're definitely a scrappy team. It'll be a good first game for us.
When you go out there in the first game, especially with a different nucleus and maybe some different girls, like you said, that are coming in, what's the biggest focus that you have as a coach in that first game?
I just want to see us execute, you know, both offensively and defensively. You know, move the ball around, play as a team. Just work on those things here at the beginning. It are the big keys that I'm looking for out of this game.
Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you open out the season against Wakefield Friday night.
All right, thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Our first chat with Jeff Starkey, the new boys head coach at Sylvan Lucas High School. Coach, 10-11 season last year. Did lose some quality players from that group. Streighton Harbor gone, that were two of your prolific scorers there, but still a lot of experience back. Guys like Tyler Barrientes, J.C. Hill, Bo Batchman that got some good experience for you a season ago. So when you look into this year and see how practices have gone, what's your prognosis for the Mustangs this year?
Well, I think we're still working, trying to figure out what we're going to be like this year. You also, Wyatt Heater is another kid coming back as a senior who played a lot last year as well. But like you said, losing the scoring and trying to figure out between the system and between those players how, we're going to score is something that we're continuing to work through.
As you look and see this group in practices, I know you have a prognosis, but what stood out the most that might be different about this group?
I think this group works hard, and like I said, just to trying to learn a different style that we want to play it takes a lot of time. And the one thing I've appreciated with them is I think they're really good listeners, and then they come to work every day.
So you get ready to start the season now coming up on Friday night. You'll take on Wakefield. It's kind of a traditional first game for Sylvan Lucas in the past. Wakefield always a team that, whether they have the talent or not, every coach tells me that they're always a scrappy bunch. When you look at Wakefield, what do you know about them, and what do you expect to see on Friday?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways they're similar to us. They have a new coach this year. They lost a lot of scores from last year's team, but return some experience. They may be a little bit younger than us this year than we are, but it should be a pretty competitive matchup. Both two teams trying to figure out what they're going to be like this year.
In your first game of the season, especially like you said, you're trying to learn a system as a new head coach. What do you usually look for in that first game?
I think the biggest thing is what you can control, and that's how hard you play, how smart you play, and the kids playing together. Because I think if you do those three things, as you get more comfortable with the system, you're going to see improvements.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustang boys basketball team. We thank you for the time, Coach, and best of luck as you open out the season on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.